Lead yourself. Lead SA.
Well, it feels very appropriate that our Lead SA diary falls on Mandela Day this year, because of course the idea of service to others is bang at the heart of the whole ethos of Lead SA. And we were absolutely delighted this year to be able to partner again with Food Forward and their supporters to help sort food donations, which will ultimately help alleviate hunger in South Africa. And I'll explain how in just a minute. But I went and spent some time this morning at the CTICC together with Food Forward and Pick and Pay and many other corporate supporters, and sorted and packed, I think I can say, thousands of items. It felt like thousands. I was just getting good at sticking on the labels, Andy, and then the hour had gone. But delighted to have the Managing Director of Food Forward, Andy du Plessis, with us in studio. He stepped away from the packing to come and chat to us about what's been going on there today. I'm surprised you've got a voice left, because you've been the Director of Activities this morning and a very noisy and excited bunch of volunteers.
Absolutely. I actually appreciate the bit of a break.
Good.
It's our fourth session, so slipping away is a great thing for me. Thank you.
Glad we could help. Andy, I mean, I did a crossing into Rafilwe's show earlier, and I made the comment that at the heart of the need for this is this terrible conundrum we face in South Africa, that we have millions of people going to bed hungry every night, and at the same time, a third of all food we produce is going to waste.
Absolutely. It's shocking that in a country such as ours, where there's so much hunger, that one third of all the food produced in South Africa just ends up in landfill sites and doesn't get to those that could actually use that food.
It's crazy. Obviously, we have people who need the food. Our landfill is already under pressure. We don't need space taken up by food that we would desperately want people to be able to eat. We've had lots of in-depth conversations about why that happens. It happens often before the food even reaches
supply
the stores.
Yeah,
in the supply chain. It's not about food reaching its expiry date or anything like that.
No,
there are many,
absolutely.
Many other factors.
Yeah, yeah.
But what is important to say is Food Forward then steps in to try and interrupt that cycle. Tell
exactly.
us a little bit how.
Yeah, thank you very much. So what Food Forward SA does is we connect a world of excess to a world of need. So what we try and do is in the supply chain, so there's a number of reasons why food is surplus in the supply chain. One of the reasons is overproduction, incorrectly labeled goods, poor forecasting. So all those goods, we're talking about thousands and thousands of units of food that just ends up in landfill because they don't want to move it back into the supply chain because it will affect market prices and those kind of things.
Okay.
So it's easier to dump that food. And what we're doing is we're engaging with the actors in the supply chain. So farmers, wholesalers, retailers, and manufacturers. We talk to them directly and we offer them a solution which is a benefit to them. Number one, whatever surpluses you have, we will come and fetch them from your distribution center or your manufacturing centers, and we will make sure it gets to those in need through our network of beneficiary organizations. But secondly, WWF did a study on our model, our food banking model, and found that for every ton of food we recover, 4 tons of greenhouse gas emissions are saved. So instead of that food ending up in landfills, it's also an environmental solution. And we're saying to people, don't dump the food, don't incinerate the food, just contact us and we'll make sure we can fetch that food and get it to people in need.
So you see it as a problem, we see it as a solution, we're going to make your problem go away.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Fantastic model. It takes a lot to make that model work, though. It's not as easy to say, we'll come and fetch it for you, because a farmer might be hundreds of kilometers away from one of your own centers. It costs petrol. It needs vehicles. Tell us a little bit about how you manage your own distribution.
Yeah, so the two ways that food reaches our inventory. The one way is by what we call traditional food banking, and that's when our trucks would go to a distribution center or a manufacturer, and we'll take all the surplus offtake. So 200 pallets, 300 pallets of canned goods or cereals or whatever the case may be. The second way is via food share, which is digital technology. So what we do there is on the retail side, we connect beneficiary organizations to the closest participating retail store within a 5 kilometer radius. We connect them to go and fetch the surplus food at the store level on a daily basis.
Okay.
So that's mostly bakery goods and general groceries, fruit and vegetables. And then they send us the tonnage information via USSD. So there are no costs to them. And yet we're able to manage that inventory. And then the store as well does not need to dump that food. We make sure it gets to people in need. So those are the two ways. With farmers, we connect with them directly. So we say to farmers, because farmers are growing for a Pick and Pay or ShopRite Checkers, and because they can't control the volume. So for example, Pick and Pay may want to take 500,000 units of butternut, but the farmers harvested 600,000. What does he do with the 100,000 units? Mm. Oftentimes he tries to rework it into the soil, or he's got to dump it in the landfill site. And we say, while you are harvesting, our trucks will come. So we go as far as possible Natal, as far as Worcester, we'll go out and we'll go fetch those goods while they're harvesting. And we've got a number of farmers in our network that already do that. So Rennie's Farms, Patagonia Farms, Ducrisp, that supplies Woolworths, Pick and Pay and ShopRite, all of those farmers are already on our books. And while they're harvesting, we'll collect that food and we'll make sure we get it to vulnerable communities.
That's fantastic. I mean, it's a fantastic system. It's such an elegant, simple solution to link, as you say, the world of excess, those you have, with the world of need.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the world of need. You've got a huge network of partner organizations, close to 600, I think, at the
last
count.
Yeah. 530 beneficiary organizations, and those organizations service about 200,000 people in their network. So 30% of our population is early childhood development centers, but we also have youth centers. We also have drug rehab centers. We've got old age homes, and we've got centers that take care of women, abused women, and a number of orphanages that take care of 20, 30, 40, 100 kids at a time. So what we say is, because it's surplus food, we don't have to pay for it. The operational costs need to be covered, but beneficiary organizations get that food for free. And because they get these groceries, which is a huge value to them, for free, they can make a huge saving and invest that funds in other resources. So ECDs can get more teachers on board and take more kids off the street into the ECD. And that way we're advancing the development agenda.
Fantastic, fantastic solution. Just to emphasize again, this is all perfectly good, fresh to the table food. There's no question of it being a little bit past its sell by date or not quite safe, and that's why it's not being used in the store. It's always 100% quality food.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we make sure that there's usually there are very specific checks and balances in place. We don't take any expired food at all. It's got to be within date. So, for example, Clover's one of our partners. They will give us yogurts that still got 2 weeks left. We'll take that in. But the moment it's expired, we do not distribute that food. So we're talking about thousands of pallets of cereals or rice or pasta that's got 3 weeks left or a month left, 6 months left, that comes into our warehouses, and we make sure that's distributed across the country to 530 beneficiary organizations.
Okay. Now, this morning at CTICC, I mean, I walked in, there were boxes and boxes and pallets and pallets full of green bags. So let's talk about what happened. I know you had some corporate sponsors who pledged, I know Kellogg's you mentioned, you've said Clover, pledged large quantities.
Absolutely.
But equally, individuals had shopped at Pick and Pay, set aside a couple of extra things in the trolley and put it in that collection trolley, and all of that food made its way to CTICC.
Absolutely.
This morning. We had the pleasure of opening up those bags and sorting everything. Where does that food go to from CTICC?
Yeah. So all the food that's packed today at our four packing events where corporate spend their 67 minutes, all that food will make its way to our warehouse in Cape Town. And that food, because that's procured food, that the shelf life on there is 6 months, 8 months. So that food will sit in our warehouses, but over the next 6 months, we'll distribute that food along with the surplus food that we get. So we get huge amounts of fruit and vegetables from a number of donors like farmers or Fruit and Veg City, Food Lovers Market, and that food will be distributed along with surplus food so that we make sure we stretch that food. And over the cold winter months, things like soup mix that were packed today, rice and pasta and macaroni and those kind of things, that's all basic ingredients. And it was packed with love today. Mm. And we're going to make sure we look after it in our warehouses and redistribute that over the next few months through our network of beneficiary organizations.
The one figure I spotted on your website, which had me absolutely dumbstruck, was the figure about how much it costs you to make magic with this food, Andy.
Absolutely.
And it is extraordinary. I know that we're talking here huge quantities, so economies of scale come into play. But you are able to produce a meal for less than a rand.
Exactly. And this is a beautiful thing about this model. We call it food banking because all the surplus food is banked with us and we redistribute that. And the food is free of charge to us, so all we need to do is cover the operational costs. So we have warehouses. We've got massive trucks on the road collecting the food and redistributing that to organizations. So because the food is free and we're covering only the operational costs, our infrastructure is able to facilitate the delivery of one meal for just 90 cents. So we're saying to people, you know, don't donate 100 rand and buy a pie and a Coke for someone. Give that money to us. For every rand donated to us, we translate that into 11 rands worth of food value. And so there's better value for money through our network. And that's how we're using surplus food to address the problem of hunger across South Africa.
It's a beautiful solution to be part of. And I'm so glad to have seen how many people were streaming through those doors this morning to take part. For those who missed the boat, couldn't get there, maybe had to work today and couldn't get to the actual physical sorting and would still like to make a difference and a contribution to Food Forward SA, how do they do that?
Thank you. So people can visit our website, foodforwardsa.org, and they can donate as little as 50 rand, which will take care of a few meals for a whole month for one person, or 300 rand for a whole year. We'll make sure someone gets a meal every single day for a whole year. So we have regular giving. You can donate once off, or if your company is a manufacturer, please reach out to us and we'll talk about surplus food collections. Or if you're a farmer that's listening in, connect with us. We've got a network of farmers that are already donating to us, so contact us directly. So we'll take food, we'll take finances, and we will make sure that we grow this network. So we've got a 5-year plan, Papa. As you know, the hunger is such a huge problem in our country, and it's just sad when you think about it that vulnerable communities and people are going to bed hungry. So our 5-year plan will make sure that at the moment we're assisting 200,000 people through our network of 530 organizations, but within 5 years we will be servicing 2,000 beneficiary organizations that are helping over 1 million people on a daily basis.
Wow.
And then we're going to start to see real impact in how the surplus model, and together with our actors, our suppliers in the supply chain, we'll make sure that we get food to people in need, avoiding landfill sites and making sure it's meaningfully used.
I look forward to the conversation when you hit that million mark. Annie Duplessis, MD of Food Forward SA, will let you get back to the CTICC to wrap up your big food sorting packing event there. Thanks to Pick and Pay for the role they've played in this event this
year. Absolutely.
And thanks for inviting us to be part of it. Real pleasure
for
us.
Thank you, Pippa, for having us.
Thank you.